Younger. Hair color changed it.
David Smith. At least you look like him.
Hey, how'd you like the way you guys attacked Zach tonight?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Especially a guy with that kind of repertoire and that sort of reputation. Especially, you know, going down 4-0 early. We knew we wanted to see a couple pitches in that first inning and really just grind out some good ABs in that first inning.
He's changed over the years.
Right.
He throws a lot of slow stuff. Is he difficult to prepare for him, or?
Yeah, I mean, you know he's going to be hitting his spots, and I think you just got to take advantage when he doesn't, because they're going to be few and far between.
So when you're down 4-0, it's not a – I mean, it's early.
Yeah, I think his walk percentage to lefties was like 2% this year. So, yeah. I mean, we have worked a few of them, so we definitely did a good job with that.
Yeah, he had four walks coming in. You guys had four walks tonight. I guess what was the key to the approach?
I think it was just, you know, laying off some of his off-speed pitches, you know, his changeups that look like strikes, strike to ball. Being able to lay off those, you know, kept you in hitter's counts.
Can you take the home run?
Yeah, I know I had two strikes and definitely wasn't trying to hit a home run, you know, but I was just ready for his best fastball and that's what he threw, a little cutter.
Is there something about this team that makes you guys especially good at digging out of early holes?
It just seems that way. I mean, I don't think we ever give up, you know, go down early, just being able to grind out some good ABs in that first inning and it resulted in three runs, so that 4-0 turned into 4-3 really quick.
Why do you think you guys have been good at that through 2 months?
I just don't think we give up. You know, you see 4-0 and, you know, and maybe last year you'd be like, oh, well, this is going to be a long game. But, you know, just from the get-go, didn't let us get us down and, you know, just went out there and attacked.
You've had a really good turnaround the last few games. Was there any mechanical adjustments that you had to make, or was it just clear in your head?
A little bit of both. Definitely a little bit of mechanical adjustments, though. Those two games I was off really worked with Vaughn, Robinson, Shorty, and really, you know, focus more on my lower half, being able to, you know, kind of when my front foot lands, be able to stop instead of kind of rolling through it and spinning. So,
was there anyone in the dugout who kind of rallied the troops and didn't let you guys get down at all once, even though you were behind 4-0, or was that just kind of a group thing of nobody gave up?
No, I mean, I just grabbed my helmet and went on deck, so I don't even know what was going on in the dugout.
The vibe just must be so much more invigorating. I mean, you know, this year obviously it doesn't matter how many times you guys get down, you keep coming back whether you win or lose, and such a big difference from last year. How does that feel from your perspective, just knowing that you guys are always in it?
Yeah, it definitely gives you just confidence in every single game that you can go out there and compete and, you know, give yourself a good chance to win. You know, no matter what happens in the first inning or what happens in any inning, you know, to be able to come back and in the dugout, regroup, and, you know, flip the side of the ball.
Your relievers came in the game, and guy after guy kept putting up zeros. Mm-hmm. What's it like for you this year, seeing your relievers go out and do that time and time again?
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling. You know, we're always confident with whoever we put out on the mound, and, you know, they kept us in a lot of games early on when the offense was struggling, so it was good to be able to pick up our starter in the first inning there, and our bullpen did a great job after he got knocked out.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.